Hi, this is Dr. Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you want to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent programs, you can go to our program page at myfaithradio.com.
David had an interesting question come in. Frank from Fridley asked, were you ever able to use Ben in some way to share your faith? And I thought that was a fascinating question.
It is a great question. And one of the things that has taken me back, Bill, just since this book came out in November, is just the response from readers. It's been incredibly encouraging and touching to me. And one person in particular wrote, "Who would have ever thought that Ben would be an evangelist for the gospel years after he was gone?" And I guess I never thought of it that way, I think, when I was writing the book, but I think that is absolutely the case. As you read the book, especially in that third part about God's grace after losing Ben, it really was God's gospel, the gospel of Christ, that we do live in a fallen world because of our sin has brought death on this world. That's why death happens, is because of our sin. That's why we were so shocked and troubled by it, because it was never intended to be that way. But the good news is that that's why Jesus Christ came, to live a perfect life so that he could be the perfect sacrifice for our sin, so that we could be made right with God when we repent and believe in who he is and what he did for us. But the great news is, even beyond that, that we can have hope that there will be a future time, as it talks about in Revelation, where there's a new heaven and new earth, where there isn't this any more disease, death, and suffering and sin in a future time when God will make a new heaven and new earth. And so, you know, who would have thought that the journey with Ben would have taught me all that? As I wrote about this in the book, the gospel is presented clearly. I hope it's presented clearly in the book so that people get that. And also the aspect of God's grace, that there is help and there is hope in the midst of our hurt. So I do see this book as, yes, it's a dog book for sure, but I hope it's something beyond that as well to those who read it, that they'll understand who God is and his gospel and his grace.
Well, David, you mentioned that you lost Ben unexpectedly. It was just a event that rocked your world. Tell us what happened.
Well, it did. Ben was in the middle of his life. He was 8 years old. He was a strappingly athletic dog, just great pheasant hunting dog. And my brother and nephew and I were actually on a pheasant hunting trip to South Dakota, and I could tell something wasn't quite right with him. He just wasn't acting himself. And we couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. This was back in January time of year. And within about a month, we took him in and discovered through an ultrasound that he had a prostate tumor. And while prostate cancer is sometimes, if caught early in humans, male humans, it's treatable. In dogs, it's really, there's not very many good options. It's a death sentence. And 7 or 8 weeks later, 7 weeks later, actually, he died. We had to have him put down. Mm-hmm. And so it was... you know, Bill, it's sometimes maybe hard to understand this, but I had beloved grandparents who lived to 101 and 99, and I love them dearly. But I did not feel the pain of losing them, and maybe it's because they had lived a full life, and it was at the end of their life that losing Ben was much more painful than actually losing my beloved grandparents. And it's hard to sometimes even explain why, maybe because it was just so unexpected that I lost Ben in the middle of his life, but it really sent me down to a place that I had never been before in my life. I wouldn't say I was in a depression, but nearly there. I mean, when you lose a relationship you love, that is probably the hardest thing in life. And so I loved Ben, and I lost this relationship unexpectedly in a very difficult way. And it really had a really difficult effect on me. But praise God that I lost him during Easter week, which was amazing in itself. And so right away, the perspective of God's gospel and his grace began to be just slowly built back into me, to be reminded of these things as to why these things happen. And I began to understand the perspective and begin to read scripture and started to just in the little trust I had, just begin to trust in a little way in some of the promises in scripture. One of the first passages I read, Bill, was from Psalm 119 after I lost Ben. It says, "My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word." And that was exactly the case. My soul was weary with sorrow. But that's what it took. It took the promises of God's word to slowly strengthened me through this grieving process and this time afterwards where he would heal me.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our program page at myfaithradio.com. Just look for Dr. Bill Meyer Live.